Okay, so again, a little disclaimer, I said it already, the sugya is a very vast sugya. We're trying in our own small way to bring out certain ideas. We'll try to do it a little today, tomorrow, and maybe after that, and then we have to go on. So a few things that we still have to do, that we're not necessarily going to do today, but just to keep this in mind if we didn't get to it yet. There's the Inyan of Kinyan Dvarim, which again, the Makor is our Gemara, and yet it's everywhere in Chosh Mishpat, you know, so many different places all over. But the idea that a Kinyan cannot take hold on something which is called Dvarim. So far, and we may come with a different pshat, we'll see maybe with the Rambam eventually, I'll give you some additional Makoros perhaps, but for now, the pshat that we saw, the idea is that, as Rashi says, that Rashi says connected to chalipin, it could be in general too. If you have a shibud, karka, or a mecher, matana, metaltalin, that's where you can have a kinyan take place. But a kinyan can't take hold on something like, we are going to divide. We're going to divide this chatzah that we own together, and now we're going to make a kinyan that we're going to divide. That doesn't work. It can't take that idea of, we're going to divide and translate that into a kinyan. Kinyan means you have to, there has to be some reality of hischaivus that has to do with mamonis, a transfer of money, a matana, a mecher, a shibud. This is the concept called kinyan dvarim. And the question is, how can you have in our Mishnah a din that they have to build, according to the Lashon now, that mechitza means a plukta? So just because it was Ratsu, so what? They could change their mind. But the answer is they made a kinyan. But if they made a kinyan, so what? It's a kinyan dvarim, says the Gemara. Two things. Number one, it was Baruchos. So the way that we learned it so far, the Mukhi Yosef, the Ramah emphasized, the point of the Gemara is that there was already a division. Not that the kinyan is now going on that which they're going to make a division. There was a division. And now it's just about acquiring each one respectively the shear that they're going to own. So the kinyan is nitfas on getting that shear that belongs now exclusively to each one. Okay, there may be another pshat. I'm saying this now because I'm going to occur in the Rambam. I think maybe it's a different way to read the Geberuchos, but we'll come to that. This is one answer. And the other answer is Ravashi's answer, that there was a kinyan chazaka. Chazaka is one of the ways you can acquire karka, and each one, sounds like each one made a kinyan chazaka on the share that they divided, the same idea basically. They divided already, and then they made a kinyan chazak. Thus far, so we're going to do today, we're going to focus a bit on Ravashi, and then we'll come back to more to the inyan of kinyan etain and soon. The Tosis that we discussed so far brought up an interesting inyan. That is, why doesn't the kasha apply lamanda amar guda? So Tosis says, because there's a shiba nechasim to build the kosel. My nechasim are mortgaged for the sake of the kosel. So the kinyan can be on that which the nechasim would become mortgaged. That's a davar sheyesh bo mamish. That's a reality. That's not kinyan dvarim. That's how Tosis explains why it's not a kasha manda maguda. The lashon of the Rush is similar, but there's what to say about what the Rush means. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem also maybe tomorrow. The other Tosis is the Gemara in Ramitzia that a Shomachinam, or we have a Shosamasachar, stipulates to take on the liability of a Shoel. And the Gemara explains, Kanum Yado. So why is not Kinyan Dvarim? So Tosis says, because he's Meshabit himself. So that we call Shibat Haguf. So again, you Meshabit yourself, that you are Chayiv to pay. That's called a Kinyan that's valid. What's the problem over here? The problem over here is it's just a kinyan on what? That we're going to divide. There's nothing, there's no shibud aguf yet for anything. I'm not mishab maguf to be chayiv anything. It's just to do something. Okay. The question out there, that's hovering out there, that we're going to come back to in the Yad Ramah and so on, is what's called kinyan ete, which means like this. I'm making a kinyan that I will give you money or give you something, a chayfetz. Where does that fall? In other words, if I would say I'm making a kinyan that I am chayiv to you, $100, so it's perfect. If I say I make a kinyan that I'm going to go shopping tomorrow, that's not a kinyan, that's a kinyan dvar. Where is Kinyan Etain for? Etain means I'm saying that I will give you money. But what didn't I say? I'm chayved. So what exactly is that, and why would it work according to those who it works, and why wouldn't it work? That's going to be our work, the work that we'll have to fake, maybe work on tomorrow, the Yad Ramah, the tour. So I want to focus more on Ravashi right now, like some more of a separate inyan within our sugya, and then we'll come back more to the Ran and the tour and the Ramah, and then maybe Bechal, the whole inyan Kinyan again, to revisit it with the Ramba maybe also. No, Arya, you want to ask something before? I'm not sure. No, I thought you had. Okay, so let's look at Tosfos Ravashi Amrak, and this is where, again, it's Amrak on the side. This is going to talk a little bit about Kinyan Chazaka and Shutfis and so on, but relating to Pshat our Mishnah. What is the case of our Mishnah of Ratsu Lasos Mechitza Bonus Akosu Be'emsa? So Ravashi, after what the Gemara says initially, that was Beruchos, which means the Kinyan was a Kinyan what? According to the previous answer, what was the Kinyan? Chalipin, Suder. Ravashi suggests it was a Kinyan Chazak. And the words of Ravashi, let's look at the language because there's a lot of diukim in the language. Ravashi says, Kigon, Shaholach ze betoch shelo vehechzik, vize betoch shelo vehechzik. So the Ravashi talks about a Chazaka, and Rashi sends us, of course, to the idea that Chazaka is a Kinyan on Karka, Karka nikne vechazaka. Rafak Beporta, this is a Mishnah, for example, later on, in the third parak. Not just it's elsewhere too, but you have it already in Baba Basra, mentioning that separate from the Inyan of Cheskas Gimushanim, which is a way of showing that you bought the land and you don't have to prove your with your shtar, there's another type of chazaka, and that is to be koner. That's what the Mishnah talks about there, that you can have a nal gadol paratz, which would be a way of being koner karka. Anyway, the Mishnah Kiddushin, of course, Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. So what happened was, each one went and made a Kinyan Chazaka on their half. Fektosis, Temelari, Ma ba Ravashi lohosif, v'chei istriach lashmiina, the Chazaka ma'elas kimo Kinyan. I mean, like, okay, just like Suda works, Chazaka works. Suda works for everything. Chazaka works for Karka. So what did Ravashi need to tell us something like this? You talked about Baruchos, right? So now, Beruchos, Beseder, now you have the Kinyan Suder. So why does Ravashi need to tell me a Kinyan Chazaka? Look, we all know Chazaka works. The basic answer has already been given. The answer is that there was a division, as we said. There was Ruchos, so it's not a Kinyan Dvarim. So what does Ravashi need to bring the example Gon Shehoach Zev Herzik? What is he teaching us? So the emes is, Tos is going to give a Chiddush, and we can explain it. The Ramban dismisses the whole Kasha. Ramban doesn't think it's a problem at all. Interesting, just in terms of Derech Halim, when is a diuk, and when is it not? So the Ramban thinks that Ravashi really saying the same thing as before. Why does the Gemara have Ravashi as a separate teretz? Rav Yochanan gives one teretz, Kanum Yado. And we explained Beruchos, and Ravashi says something else. Ravashi wasn't speaking to Rav Yochanan. Ravashi didn't hear Rav Yochanan. Ravashi was addressing the question. So each one was saying the same thing. Ravashi spoke about Ruchos with Chazaka, and Rav Yochanan spoke about Ruchos with Suda. The Gemara Sarvinu with Havai, the Gemara just sort of brings one after the other. So that's Ramban's approach, V'chad Orachut, one derech. This is how the Ramban dismisses the question, but other Rishonim, Tosis, the Rash, the Rashba, they all, and the Ramban himself acknowledges that there's such a mahalach that you could learn Ravashi as something different, something more. So what does Tosis answer? The Nira Lari, the Ha Kamash Malon, the Afa Gab, the Kamal Kamam, the Cheska Sabatim. The Gemara later says, Shalo Befanov, not in the presence of the Makne. If you are performing the Kinyan Chazaka, the one that wants to acquire the Karka is doing a Maisa Kinyan Chazaka. Now, we know that there was already expressed a das from the Makna to sell this piece of land. He's already acquiesced. He's already given his green light that you're going to acquire this land from me. He has ratzon. He has expressed his ritzoy, his nichusa that you should be a kinyan. But there's something more that's also required. And what is that? He needs to say, at least if it's befanav, if the chazak, if it's shlo befanav, I mean, he has to say, lei chazeku kinyan, be my guest, go do it. Now, if he's there when the person is doing the chazaka, that's not necessary. Why? Because that's implicit. If I want you to be kona, and I'm agreeing to that, and then you're there and you're doing it, it's tantamount to saying, yeah, go do it. But if I am not present when you're going to do the chazaka, there has to be a formal authorization on top of the fact that I agree to sell it to you. It's not enough for you to go make the kinyan. You have to, there has to be a separate formal statement that the Machna says, Lech chazeku knit. This is what the Gemara says on Daf Nun Gimel. Tosa sends us to Daf Nun Gimel, you can see it there. Amar Rava, because it's the Lashon there is as follows, on the days, in the base and base. Na gadol parts koshul befanav hareizu chazaka. So the Gemara wonders, befanav in shalo befanav lo, it's only befanav? It can't be. If it's not done befnei hamocher, there won't be a kinyan, it won't work. Now obviously, Rabosa, keep in mind, where else can chazaka work by karka? Not just with a mocher. What's another example? Matana, so see by matana, gabi chazeku knit, gemara for safik, good, matana, what else? So, that's a no sin. What else? How else could I acquire a piece of land?
Season.
What?
Shiva,
you
season.
Well, what?
Yorshim.
Yorshim, well, do Yorshim need to make a new kinyan? That's interesting. That's maybe totally in the shaila of the chara, they don't. I mean, but you could say maybe it's totally in whether they're considered to be Yorshim or Kuchos. But that's that we'll maybe talk about, maybe. But what's another example? How can I acquire it? What?
It's a chazaka based on time.
How could I? Do I have to? Can I acquire a piece of land through chazaka if there's no mocher or no sin? Simple case. Hefker, of course. Hefker. So obviously, hefker doesn't require any chazeku kni. It's not coming from anyone's rishus, anyone's bias. It's coming from a state of being ownerless. So there, the whole discussion is a moot issue. Of course, I can be in that nichsi hager. A ger dies and no yorshim, so of course kol kodem zacha. So you go do a chazaka b'dichsi ager, you're kona. That's for sure. Our discussion is when there's a mocher, it has to transfer bialus, not from the zero, from no bialus to becoming yours. It has to go from Reuven to Shimon. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Well, just because Reuven is not present doesn't mean Shimon can't be kona with chazaka. So the Gemara explains, this is what Rav Tosis is quoting, Amar Rav Ahachi Kamar, this is on Nun Beis and Beis, bottom line, onto Nun Gimel. Befanav lo tzarech l'memar le'le chazeku kni. If he's present, if the mocher is present, then he need not say formally, go ahead and do your chazak, and acquire it through that. Shelo befanav tzarech l'memar le'le chazeku kni. So this is what regard to mecher. Now, someone mentioned Matana before. That's the next few lines of Gemara. It's a shaila in the Gemara whether this is also necessary by Matana. Just a little background. Bai Rav Masna, Bai Rav, I'm sorry. Masna would be nice, but no, Bai Rav, there is Rav Masna in the Gemara. Bai Rav, Matana Hech. Matana Hech. What about Matana? Omar Shmuel, Maiti Bai Leila Abba. Abba was Rav's name. What are you asking? Hashto, Ma Mecha de Kayov Le Zuzi. Mecher is getting money. And you still, it's not going to be, even though it's Chris' benefit, he's going to get money as a result of this transfer of title. And yet, it's not going to be acquired by the Lokeach unless the Mocher is going to officially say Lechazeku Kni. So Matana, he's not getting anything out of it. Certainly he should have to say Lechazeku Kni. That's what Shmuel Tainus to Rav. Rav Savar, man diya Matana ba'an yafa yahiv. Since we know this old sugya is in the fourth parak, mocher ba'ain yafe, mocher is a shayla, matana ba'ain yafe nosein. When you give a matana, we assume that why give a matana? Because you feel close to the person that you want to give the gift to. So you give ba'ain yafe, therefore it's already, like you're ready, of course you want him to go make the kin. You don't have to authorize him formally and say lechazeku. So this is the inyan of lechazeku kni, shayla by matana, machokis av Shmuel, by mecher, That's the halacha, except if it's befanav, then it's understood. Shelo befanav, you need lechazek ukni. And of course, by hefker, it's not relevant, not applicable. Okay. Says Tosas Avar over here. Now here we have chazaka in the situation of shutfin. Meaning to say that right now, before anything happens, the two of them own jointly the entire chatzer. They want to divide the chatzer. And now they have ruchos. Reuven is going to now become the exclusive owner of this half, the east side, and Shimon on the west side. Rav Rashi is giving us the case of Chazak. Comes Tosis and says, here's what Rashi's Mechadish. B'niru l'ri da'ka mashmo. Da'af al-gav di'kama kama mechasabatim. Shlo b'fanav. Tzarech l'meimar lo l'chazeku k'ni. Hacha. Kevan sha'amru. Atatikach ruach tzfonis. Vani ruach dromis. Once they said one to the other, you take the north side. I say east-west, so it says north-south. You take the north side. I'll take the south side. The halach v'hechzik lo ko echad v'shelo, zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. And each one took their part, even though it was not in the presence of the other, who's being makne it to him. Nase k'misha kadam yadav v'ruchos, abi shelo amru zeh lo zeh lechzik ukni. It would have been as if it would have been a kinyan suda v'ruchos, even though when it comes to chazaka, it doesn't have the lechazek ukni. What does Tosus mean? What exactly is the reason why it's different? Tosus is saying a vart without much of a hesber. Tosus says lechazek ukni is generally required when the chazakas take place the fun of. Mashenkin over here, it would be the same as if it would be beruchos with a sudar. You don't need what's normally required by kinyan chazak. Why not? Tosis leaves us without much to work with. Why not? The truth is, we should probably think about why lechazek ukni is required to begin with. That would help us, right? Why do you need lechazek ukni? If you have already a das that I want to be makneh to you. Something interesting, I'll take right away both of you. Is this unique to chazaka, by the way, lechazek ukni? Is there another kinyan that you can think about that also might require the makneh to say lech something ukni? Yeah, what do you think?
Is it kedushin?
What do you mean kedushin?
If I give over my daughter,
I've got. But that's not. I told him that kedushin is different inyan. The kedushin is for that's not. Hisha niknes is not what we're discussing. This is not about karka. No, chalipin is just what they do. I mean, they do this. It is befana by definition. He's giving the suda. What other kinyan can you think of? What? Which one? So I know at least one Gemara that refers to Meshicha. Gemara in Bava Kama Nun Days. The Gemara talks about Lecha Zeku Kni, and the Gemara compares it to Meshicha. Meshicha is Kona, the Kenyan. This is not for a karka. This would be my behema, for example. So the Gemara says, Amocha Edo Chavero. The Gemara says, Ubaya Le Meimale Lech Meshochu Kni. Then the Gemara says, if you give him Mashchuches, Kimanda Amale Lech Meshochu Kni Dami. It's an assumption, the Gemara, that you have to sell, the Mocher has to say Lech Meshochu Kni. Even though he's already agreed to sell, let's say, the animal, but he still needs to give the formal instructions, Lech Meshochu Kni. Interesting. So it's not just Chazaka. Dafnun Beza Mir Aleph in Bava Kama.
What about like Agav and other kinyan?
It's a good question. Agav. So what would be Agav? You see, Agav is different because you do a kinyan on the karka and you call him a taltuin. So Nistama, you need the Lech Chazeku Kni on the karka. So then you have to say, and you have to say something, otherwise it's not Agav. Agav is, you have to, you know, Kni this, Agav this. Nistama, there is, I don't know if it's exactly the same idea as Lech Kni, but you have to. I mean, once you're going to spell out that it's going to be, you're going to call this agav, Sharon Agav has to be on the karka, not on the karka. If it's not on the karka, you certainly have to say something. And I think you have to say it all the time. You have to say, kinyan this agav this. I don't know if it's the same halacha. It could be that it's not kinyan agav otherwise. It's not because on top of the kinyan agav, your kinyan agav is only a kinyan because you made a kinyan on the karka. So what makes it agav? The fact that you said it. So it's not like There's another halacha. Here you have two layers. There's already a das to be maknet to you, but that's insufficient. You know, if it's befanav, it's sufficient. But if shelo befanav, you also have to indicate to the person, go do that kinyan. Not enough that I want you to be konit and then you do the kinyan yourself. I have to tell you, do that kinyan and acquire it with that kinyan. Leich chazek ukni, leich mishoch ukni. And Tosis is machadish, but here it's different. By shutfin it's different. So I'm Yaakov from before. Still, no, you had. No, so the Emes says there are different ways one can understand. I mean, if you look at the Rashbam and Mashu and Angimot, it sounds in the Rashbam that the issue is maybe it's Choser Mizdas. So you need to so why Shlo B'Fanav is a different? It's not there, you don't have Sumis Choser. I mean, Shlo B'Fanav, it's that's the Fanav is not Choser. He's right there. He sees it happening. Shlo B'Fanav, maybe it was Choser. I don't know necessarily the Tos has to work within that shot. It could be. Without explaining too much, but maybe just this much so far. You need a mocher to say, Matan is a shayla, not just I want you to be kona, I want you to be kona with this kinyan. He needs to expressly give the green light to the person to acquire it through this kinyan. We'll have to see more about this, why that should be, but not because of technical reason he might be chose. That's the mechanics of a kinyan. The mechanics of a kinyan is not just that someone agrees to sell something and then the other person goes ahead and takes it. I want to deliberately be vague now because I think we'll be able to maybe define two different halachim here. Maybe the Rashba and the Rush. But why Shutfis is different. But for now, let's just leave it at this. That it's not enough that I'm willing to sell it to you, but I need to be involved with giving you, with my das and expressing my das on the method, on the Maisa Kinyan that you're going to make to acquire it. I'm not out of the picture. It's not enough that I am happy that you're a Kona and then you're going to do your own thing and do the Kinyan. I have to specifically, explicitly say, be Kona with that Kinyan. Leich hazek ukni, leich mashoch ukni. That's halach. Not because you maybe you're a chozer, but no, that's what you need to do. Now, Tosis is explaining, the Ravashi is holding that you don't need that over here. Why not? So if you look in the Rush, you get, I think, one impression, and I think from the Rashba, slightly different Nekuda. Now, common to both is, of course, what makes our case different? It's not exactly about a Mocher and a Lokeach that have no shaykhus with each other until now. They came together, maybe they're friends, but there's no, in terms of the actual transaction and what's going from one to the other, there was never any overlap until now. The mocher owned this, now the lokeach wants to own it, and there's das from the mocher to sell it, and the mocher has to also say, lechazek ukni, and then with that, the kona is kona. That's typical. What's different over here is that the previous status was that they both owned everything. What's going to happen now is Reuven is going to own half the north, and in other words, in the north side, it's going to be Reuven's exclusively, and Shimon the south, and that's what the kinyan is happening. So it's coming from a state of shutvis to a state of separate ownership of each part. But he needs to have a maisa kinyan. So says, but you don't need lechazek ukni on the part of the other shutif. Okay, so now comes the Rush and the Rashba, each one saying, that's what makes the difference here, but why is that difference matter? So let's start with the Rush and the Rush here. Let's pick up for where he says, Ravashi Amar, right? The first part, we'll come back to it, discuss more the tour and the issue of Kenyan Advarim and Kenyan Etain. Kishikana miyad beruchos. And then he says, Ravashi Omar, Kigon Shaloch ze ba'atzmo, b'herzik b'chelko, ze ba'atzmo, b'herzik b'chelko. Now, the first part of the Rush, let's leave. We'll come back to that. That's the question of whether you need both to make the Kenyan. I want to come back to that. Go down a few lines. Tema. My kamashmon. See where we are? We'll come back to the first part soon. Tema my kamashmon Ravashi akatilo shamina de karka niknis b'chazaka. What does he need to tell us? V'yeshlomah, says the Rush, the Ashmi'inan, Afa gavdu amar le'chazeku kni, ela sh'nisrat salachlok. He agreed that there's going to be, there should be a division of the Shutfis, v'horach le'chazek shalo b'fanav. And now he did it without, it's not in the presence of the other. Havi chazaka, v'af gavdu bi'alma amar le'chazaka shalo b'fanav tzarech omar le'chazeku kni, ah, hani mili, he's only having a chelek in it because of the kinyan. The kinyan is giving it to him without having anything before. However, Rabbi Hacha Shakaka, he shall shneyim. Mo'eles chazaka midaito shelo b'fanav afilo amar lechazeko kni. So what's the nekuda that makes it different? The karka was already shel shneyim. Kages shoshneim, you don't need a lechazek kni. If I have to be zoche something from you, then you need to tell me lechazek kni, and that gives me. Then I'm zoche from you. But if I already have a chelek, then I don't need you to tell me lechazek kni. That's the lashon of the Rush. So, okay, maybe different ways to learn it, but let's suggest a pshat, just to give a little more here. If I'm a total stranger, if I'm being zoche in something that I had nothing to do with before, I had no shaykhis to that before. I have to get it from you. So, if I do a maisa kinyan on something that's yours, would you call that a Maisa Kenyan or would you call it a Maisa Gzela? Now, yes, you agreed to sell it to me, fine. But that's just in the abstract. But for a Maisa Kenyan to operate, you have to define it as an expression of showing bailus. That's how you become the owner. It takes title. You bring it to your rishus through your action, which demonstrates bailus. Now, why is something called a demonstration of bailus? Because you're authorized to be able to do it by the person who wants to sell to you. By what authority do you define this as a maisa kinyan? The fact that he wants to sell it in general, but this action can be a maisa kinyan only if you can define it as such. If I have no shaykhis to this beforehand, so I'm coming here to take something from you. Yes, you want me to have it, but how does it automatically become one? Because I do a maisa to show I'm an owner. I could show myself as an owner on your rishus, and your property means nothing. I'm a ganef. I'm trespassing. I can't do that. It's not a maisa kinyan by definition, unless you have the person directly speaking, the one who's going to sell it to you, saying, and that is under my supervision. You do this nicer to be Kona. So it's not, if he wants to be Kona in general, but what made this a nicer Kenyan by definition? How do you connect his agreement to sell it to me in general to the fact that I can do this nicer and define it as a nicer Kenyan that will operate to make it one? That's why typically you need a lecha zeku kni, or a solecha meshochu kni, so that when I do this action on that which was yours before, it's an authorized action that can be viewed as, given the fact that he already said it, you should be kona, and now he said, and make it yours through this. So the maisa that I'm doing is not a maisa gzela, maisa gneva, an act of just violating someone else, you know, taking someone else's thing. How does it show that I'm the bailin? The answer is, he told me, do that and be kona with it. So then it's a maisa of a kinya. Says the Rush, if I had no shaykhis to this before, you were the owner, and I want to take this and become the owner, I need it to be viewed as a maisa kinyan. That's why I need you to authorize me to do that maisa to be kona with. Masha Aiken over here, I'm not a stranger. I'm an owner too. I'm an owner half in the entire thing. So all we need to do is figure out, okay, now I'm going to own this half by myself, and you're going to own the other half by yourself. So the Maisa Kinyan is already self-defined as a Maisa Kinyan. Because I'm not coming, it's not viewed as something else. All you need is your agreement. The agreement was that you'll take this half, I'll take that half. As long as you have ritzu, you have ratzon, that it should be fine for me to take the east side, you're the west side. So all I need to do is, if the maisa, which by definition can be a maisa kenyan, because I'm not coming here as an outsider. I'm already an insider, I already have a connection. I hear this Rav Achronim say such a svara in the Rush. That's how we could explain what the Rush means. So the Rush's focus is whether it's called a Maisa Kinyan without Yechazek Okni, or without being in his presence, then it's not seen as an act of taking something legitimately, that should operate as a Maisa Kinyan and achieve what a Kinyan does. It could be something by definition as interpreted very differently. So if he tells you, do it, then again, I don't have to be in front of him. I'm coming with that authority. Okay, so then it works, because he said, Lechazek Ukni. By Shutfas, you don't need that, because I'm already shaykh to this. Okay, this would be what the Rush could be saying. Yes, though, yeah.
Don't we say by Gezel that it still could be a Kinyan at 50?
No, Kinyan Gzela. That's Ugab, the Torah put in your Rishus, Ugabi Chivonsin. It's still, yeah. But that's not what we're talking about. You're talking about becoming the owner here. That's a different halacha. Kinyan gzeila means that you're responsible, ba'on sin, and you can be called a b'shinui, you don't give back the be'en, you give back money at some point if it changes. Kinyan gzeila is unique to gzeila, to the world of gzeila. We don't want this to be a world of gzeila. You're not a gazlan with kinyan gzeila. You're, and kak is anyway not gzeilas, but either way, you're doing something to become the owner. The maisa kinyan is what achieves the transfer. The Maisa Kinyan has to have a definition, a framework. The framework is, it's a Maisa of showing bailus on acquiring it. Now, if there's no previous owner, then it's fine, because it's hefker, and I do a haras bailus, I do something, so of course I can be called. But here, it's yours, and now I'm doing something on your property. You said I can be called, fine, but why does the act that I do be construed as an act of kinyan that therefore makes it mine, because I had a license from you to do that action? So we're giving a lam d'shepshat. Again, the Rashbam on that nun gimel sounds like it's all a technical thing that he could be chozer. We're saying a lam d'shepshat. Lechazek okni is because without that you don't have a maisa kinyan that you can define as such. Okay, this is what would be pshat in the Rush. Now let's contrast that to what the Rashba seems to say. Again, the Rashba is also going to focus on the fact that Shutfas is different, and that's why you don't need the Lechazek Ukni, but let's see how he's masbir it. Ravashi Omar, Kigon Shahokze Ba'atma Lehechzik, Behoze Ba'atma Lehechzik. So first he brings what the Ramban says, Yesh Mefarshim, the Ravashi Lopal Lechadish Dover. Everyone see it? Yeah? Ela Disteo Kimto Sein, Be'en Chidush Be'neim. Okay, that's the easy way out, right? No need to say much fancy, shut in here. It's just Ravashi saying the same thing as before. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Ravashi Bolachadesh, the Afagav, the Bi'alma Kaimalon, the Moche Sadu Chaveiro, the Shalom Befanav, Tzarechu Meimarei, Leichazeku Kni, Hacha, the Eino Zocha B'Shel Acherim, Ela Biwur Chalokim B'Chudahu, is not Zocha B'Shel Acherim, it's Biwur Chalokim, it's just about clarification, whose shear is where. Kevashin is Ratzu B'Ruchos, once there was an agreement that you'll need this side or that side, V'Ozeh B'Atzma V'Hachzik, Afil Shalom B'Nei Chavero, V'Abi Shalom Omer Lo Lechazek Knei, that's good enough. The Lashon, not also Zeh. He brings a little diuk from the Lashon that that's the Chiddush of Ravashi. The Kamar Shaloch Zeh beAtzmo veHechzik v'lo Kamar Kigon Shaloch Zevek. Which word is the Rashba emphasizing? HaZeh beAtzmo. See, Tosis didn't give us that extra diuk. BeAtzmo means without getting lechazik ukni. That's the raya from the Lashon of Ravashi. But what is the nekuda that the Rashba is saying? Why is it that you don't need lechazik ukni? He obviously, it's also because of Shutfis, but the Dagesh of the Rashba, I don't think is exactly what the Rush was saying. Again, you contrast it to the Rush. The Rush was saying, Kaka hisho shneim, Right? He had a chelek bo. Rashba says, he's not zocha b'shal acherim, ela biru chalakim b'chudahu. What do you think? You think it's exactly the Rash? Or it's a different word? Biru chalakim. To me it sounds like it's the nature of being zocha. It's not about the Maisa Kenyan, let's put it this way. Like the way we said in the Rush, it's about the Maisa Kenyan be called a Maisa Kenyan. It's already called a Maisa Kenyan because I'm not Zocha, you know, because I have a stake already in it. The Rush seems to be saying the nature of what's happening is not as strong of a transfer as what happens when it's going from Mocha to Lekech. It's Bir Chalakim. It's like a Gili Milsa, you could say. Now, if you take those words to the nth degree, you know what you get up? You end up in a very hot water, because there's a very major issue. Okay, it's also later in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Rabban Shmuel, Kovzayin. Ha'achin Shechoku, this is when you have a Chaluka of a Yerusha, and now they divide what used to be owned by everybody together, because the father died, let's say, and now they're going to divide it up. Do they have a din of, and we know, Achin Shechoko, are they what? Are they Yorshin or are they Kuchams? The Gemara, at first glance, literally sounds like it's totally in what issue, famous issue in Shas, if they're Achin Shechoko or Kuchos or Yorshin, and we know? Breira. Yes, Breira, ain't Breira. In other words, do we say that when they make the final division, let's say months or years later, it's viewed as if what they get now was theirs from the very beginning? It's just that it wasn't clear whose was what. And now it became clear. So it comes out that the Chalukah, it's Ki'ilu, that's what they were getting from the beginning, from the Yerusha. Or no, the Yerusha was to everyone together, they became Shutfin because they both were Yorish together, all the brothers were Yorish together. Then later on, they did the vision. It's like a new transaction. Lukuchos. It's like one would have, you know, transferred. It's like right, until now they were Shutfin, and now they transfer now the titles. If they're selling each other their shares, could be Nafkamino, Gabi, if a Balchop comes and takes away, does it affect the other one's share if he takes from one of them, or Gabi Yovel, all kinds of Nafkaminas. I would rather not get the Rashba's words tied down to this machokas, to say that when you have a chalukah of shutfin, so is a pshat that now it was always theirs, how are they shutfin? I don't know, but let's assume that they were Yarishin, this and their father. So it means that this was the original shir. The Rashba has to mean the manda amar of Yarishin, not Ukuchosein. So again, we're not going to go there. There's a Rav Chaim in the Sefer that says, even if you hold Lukuchos saying, it's not Stam Lukuchos, it's not the Breira of the rest of Shas, it's a different Breira, it's not the same. In some way, it's still going to be that in some way that it was defining for them what was theirs. It's still going to have the Nafkaminas of the Gemara, but it's not the literal Breira. So I don't want to say too much except the following. The Rashba is saying that when you have Shutfis as divided, it's not a complete overhaul to say that I'm, you know, that now I'm being kona from you. Since we all had everything and now we're divided, so in a certain sense, what it's really doing is saying this was mine and this is yours. So why does that matter? So why, therefore, does it mean you don't need derecha zekukni? Now let's try to work within the Rashba. Why would that be a svar or a chalek? So let's try it like this. Whenever you have a kinyan taking place in the makna and the kona, so there's das, of course, that the makna wants to sell it, and then there's a maisa kinyan that the kona does, right? Whatever the kinyan might be. Whose das is more instrumental? You need, of course, das for both, but whose das is instrumental in making that work, that the kinyan works, that the transfer occurs? Is it the kona or is it the makna? Okay, so I notice I hear two different answers, right? Because it's not so simple. Of course he has to be willing to sell it. But you could say, as long as he's willing to sell it, the one that's creating the transfer is the kona, the dasa kona. As long as the makna doesn't stand in the way. Or, as some people said, no. The makna, his das, is what is critical to actually make it happen. The das is actually poel in the actual kinyan itself. Now, you have to know, not every kinyan is the same as every other kinyan. So, according to some Rishonim, this, by Kesef and Star at least, it's a Mepurish Gemara and Kedushin Daftes, how they learned the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Star Kedushin. Who writes the Star Kedushin? Kesef, Star, Bia, right? So by Star, and Kedushin Star, who writes the Star? We do Kedushin Kesef, of course, but if you have a Star, who writes the Star? The Baal or the Isha? The man or the woman? Right. Now the Gemara wonders, wait a second. When you have Star, the Gemara works out how we know Star works by Kedushin. But when you have Star Mechira, who writes the Star? The Mocher or the Lokeach? Yeah. No. Okay. Who writes the Star? Sadai Mechura Lach. The Mocher. The Mocher does. So the Gemara here in Daf Tes and Kedushin says, B'Shtar Ketzat. Kasav lo al niyar al acheres. This is if the person, the Baal, if he's marrying a daughter of a daughter, so the father gets the kesef, right? The father says bitcha mekudesh esli. So who's writing it? The Baal is the kona or the makna by kedushin? The kona. So who's writing the star? The kona. Bitcha mekudesh esli writes it to the father in this case. It's dissimilar from Mishtar Mecher. It's not the same as a typical shtar, where the mocher is writing the shtar. Here you're telling me the kona, there's the makna. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, this is one way to read the Gemara, what I'm going to tell you now. Hasam minyan dekra, hacha minyan dekra. Depends on the context. Hasam ksiv umachar me'achuzaso. Parshas Bahar, umachar me'achuzaso, b'mocher tal rachmana. Hacha ksiv ki'ikach ish isha b'bal tal rachmana. Okay, so let's stop right now. So there are Rishonim, there's not everyone's pshat. Ramban and Rashba, I believe, over there learn what seems to be the pshat in the Gemara is that the difference is that when it comes to a mechira, the das of the mocher is what is creating the kinyan for it to happen. Unlike here by Kedushin, where the das of the ish is creating the kinyan. So that's true by shtar, the stomach by kesef as well. The baal, the woman, in other words, the mocher receives the kesef, and with that, he's poel the kinyan happens. Maybe, Chazaka is also that way. Now, Chazaka, at first glance, hard to imagine that the Mocher is involved in the Kinyan, in the actual Kinyan making it happen. Bishlama, if the Mocher receives a Shtar, or writes the Shtar, I should say, or receives Kesef, you can say that the Maisa Kinyan is acting as a Maisa Kinyan, and it works because of the Mocher. The Chazaka is being performed by the Kona. He's doing the digging in the land. He's doing the construction on the karka. So how could that be by chazaka if you assume that this idea of the mocha Torah Rachmana is not just by kesef and shtar, it's also by chazaka? So how could it be that the mocher is involved in that maisa kinyan to make it work, that it's going to create the chalos, if the mocher didn't do anything? The kona is doing the maisa chazaka. So the teretz is because the mocher said what? So by doing that, the mocher is mitstaref into the maisa chazaka. There's a different way to understand the lecha zeku kni. The mashiach will be the same thing. Since we're assuming that the mocher is it's his das, it's his involvement in the maisa kinyan that's the mover and the shaker of that maisa kinyan to do what it's going to do. So kesef shtar, I understand, because it's literally in his hands, right? The kesef is in his hands. The shtar is written by him. He gives it over. But the answer is chazaka mishicha is also that way, because when he's giving the orders, the instructions, or if it's his presence, it's the same thing. So that makes it that when the Kohen is doing it, he's doing, you could say, b'shlichus of the mocher, of the makne. So the makne is actually making that happen. Could be, with that svara, then we can understand why the Rashba says shutfus is different. Because that's only necessary, that the mocher has to be the one to create that transfer through the lecha zekul kni. When you're talking about a wholesale transfer, which is mamish being changing some status from the mocher to the lokeach. But here it's not of such a nature, it's not such a scope. What is the kinyan over here? Only to do what? Only to simply clarify whose shear is where. Right? Until now it's been, you know, everyone knows everything. Now we're saying, no. Your shear is here, your shear is there. So for that to happen, you don't need the koach of the mocher. Therefore, you don't need the chazik, okay? It's a different angle that we're taking from the Rashba. In the Rush, we're emphasizing the focus of Lechazek El Kni is without that, I don't have a Maisa Kinyan. So, says the Rush, but if I already have a Shir, I'm not a stranger, it's a Maisa Kinyan, even if I'm not hearing Lechazek El Kni, because I don't see that as a Gzela, I have a connection here. That was what we said for the Rush. The Rashba is saying a different word. Shutfis, the Kinyan is not to create a new paradigm to shift from one to the other. It's just Bira Chalokim, just clarifying whose shir is where. So the whole part is Lechazek Kni is in order that the Koach of the Mochesh should allow for that transfer. But here, it's not a transfer of such a scope. It's just a Bira Chalokim. It's just simply clarifying this will be yours, as opposed to being everyone is everywhere. So for that, you don't need the koach of the mocher. It's enough to have the Maisa Kinyan by itself. Again, you have to know, so why the Rush didn't want to say that way? Why not? The Rush had a different focus. But that these are like two different paths that we could say. Well, be a nafka mina, though. Interesting case of a nafka mina. Could you have a nafka mina if you have a case of shutfin and you want to create not a bir halakim, but a total transfer? So, for example, Reuven and Shimon are partners in something. And now Reuven decides, and Shimon decides, that Shimon is going to become the total owner of everything. What would you say? So Shimon is now taking it all over. It's not clear, not giving Reuven half and this half and Shimon that half. Reuven and Shimon own everything together. And now they want to do a kinyan that Reuven should own everything himself. So this will be an interesting question. Lefi, what we said in the Rush, would you need lechazek el kni? Why not? Because he already has a shaychus, so it's a maisa kinyan by itself, so he can now take it all and own everything. According to the way the Rashba put it, bir chalakim, it's only true when it's going to come down to bir chalakim. It's going to end up at just clarifying half and half. But if you want Reuven now to become the sole owner of everything, then you would need a regular Echazeko Kni, because that's a Kinyan. That's a Kinyan. That's not just Bir Chalakim. I think that would be a very interesting way to show the Nafkamina between the two ways that we said it. I mean, I'm adding Lomdis to both, but I'm being guarded by the fact that the Lashonas are different in the Rashba and the Rush. The Rush says the fact that he shall Shneyan, and the Rashba says it's only Bir Chalakim. And I think that could be very precise in the language, that Bir Chalakim for the Rashba is the Nakuda, because, and then we added a Svara because he don't need the Koch of the Mocher. But for the Rush, it's a different part. And the emphasis will be on the Maisa Kenyan. These are added trimmings, but notice the Diuk and the Lashonis themselves. This is one Inyan within Ravashi. I want to go back to the first part of the Rush now. That's another Inyan within Ravashi. And that's the question of whether you need both of them to make a Maisa Kinyan of Chazaka, or it's sufficient to have one. What's the Lashon of the Gemara in Rav Ashi? The Be'atzmo, that was the Dik of the Rashba. But the Lashon of the Gemara was, V'zeh B'toch Shelo. Sounds like you need both. Is that really true? And why should that be? So look at the Rush earlier, the first part. Lo sheyu shneim tzvichim lehachzik. Don't make the mistake that you need both of them to make a chazaka. Ela, kevan shehechzik echad mehem nistalik mechatzi ha'acher v'niknel chavera. Once one of them makes a chazaka and one shir, the other one immediately becomes the title. The other shutta takes the title of the other half. Kederach sheshaninu. This goes into what we call kin chalipin. Kin chalipin can express itself within a ma'isa chazaka when you want them both to have each one their own shir, their own half. So what, all you need is one person to be kona one, and then the other one swaps automatically. And it's true not just by metaltalin, it's true by karka too, he brings a tosefta. V'chein shaninu b'tosefta. Hamachriv karka b'karka. O metaltalin b'metaltalin. O metaltalin b'karka. O karka b'metaltalin. Kimen shezach hazen eschai zeh b'chalipin. Ela ozeh ozeh kama. So what does the Rosh say? That once Reuven makes his Maisa Chazaka in the east side, you don't need Shimon to go make his Maisa Chazaka on the west side, he automatically is Ocha in the west side. They agreed to divide the Ruchos. All you need is one Maisa Kinyan from one of them, on one of the sides, and that Gufa creates the swap, based on the Tosefta, based on what he brings from Kedusha. That's what the Rosh is. Not everybody agrees with this. The Lashon of Tosis, I don't know, Tosis didn't add this Kiddush. Tosis sounds like you need both. But this is what the Rosh seems to say. Now, if it's a Tosefta, it sounds like it's a Mefurish of Tosefta, right? That you can work it out with Karka Bekarka, as long as there's going to be one, we're going to be swapping it. We know we're going to be swapping it. You're going to take East, I'm going to take West. Who needs two Maaser Kinyanim? Just do one. Well, there's a Kiddush here. When you talk about swapping, what does that mean by definition? Swapping means I gave you something, like a suder, for example. Here it's not shava b'shava. I gave you a suder. It was my suder. You had no shaychus to it. I gave it to you. And in exchange for that, I get something in return. Over here, dafka, the svaras that we've been discussing, the Rosh and the Rajba before. So did I give you something that was only mine and now I'm giving it to you? No, because we're shifting already. So maybe this whole var doesn't work over here. That was because we were both together in everything. So maybe this is why others Rishonim might not agree with this idea that you can automatically plug in chalipin once he does chazak on the east side, and we want to divide ruchos, then you get the other one. When does that work? If I'm giving you something which is mine, and I gave it to you, so that creates a reciprocity that I get back from you, something that was by you, that becomes mine. But Baruchos, because the prior state was that we were together in everything, so maybe my giving you the east side with your chazaka is not automatically going to give me the west side. Because I didn't give you something which is exclusively mine, I gave you something which is a mixture. We mevar the chalakim, you could say, maybe that doesn't come with chalipin, doesn't bring with it chalipin, yes. Yeah, so l'chaira, I think that this is a chiddush, what the Rosh is saying. In light of the lumbus that we said before, dafka, because the nature here is not that we're coming as total outsiders, and I had nothing before what you're giving me, you had nothing what I'm giving you. No, we worship, and I already have a stake in everything. The Rashba's language, bira chalakim, so maybe that's not subject to this. To this chiddush that once we agree to have a swap, you do your kinyan, I have to do my kinyan. No, that's only when I'm giving you something, and then you didn't have it before, and I gave it to you, then I get the thing in return, what you want to give me in return. But here, because we're both in it together, maybe it requires the zebetoch shalom be'achzik, we both have to do separate kinyan. Yeah.
When I first read the Gemara and I saw that Rabbi Yochanan and the Rashi, obvious question was, what was the Rashi doing?
Yeah.
The way I thought the Gemara was saying was that Rabbi Yochanan gives an answer, Chalipin, and then the question is, how would Chalipin work because of this exact issue? And then Rashi coming to Mivar, how Rabbi Yochanan is planning Chalipin? Why, the Rishonim don't learn that way.
No, because
why can't I be that way?
Because, I don't know, Bechera, Rav Yochanan was talking about Kinyan Suda. Rav Ashi doesn't have a Kinyan Suda. He's saying just there was a Chazaka. The Rishonim are saying, but once you have an agreement that there's going to be a division, then, and one is going to be, it's going, one is going to swap for the other, then it becomes a Kaka Bekaka. It's a form, becomes its own Chalibin for the other one. In other words, what they're saying is, Ruvain made Chazaka on the east side, he's kona with Chazaka. Shimon is Memega kona the west side with what kinyan? With Chalipin. In other words, once the kinyan is done on one, that allows the other to be kona with Chalipin. That's Shavah b'Shavah. You just need a kinyan on one direction, and then Chalipin kicks in. So it becomes as if it were a suder.
Why do we assume that, though, Dafka v'sudr? Why would we assume Dafka v'sudr when it says Chalipin?
No, Rav Ashi. No, before Rav Ashi? Was it? It was
yeah, clear. The Ruchma.
Kanaviyana Beruchos, that meant Chazaka?
No, Chalipin. Every type of Chalipin, whether it's sudr or anything, requires a Chazaka involved with it. When you do a sudr, you have to be machzik.
But that's not Chazaka. We would call that Chazaka. No, sudr is...
It's still Chalipin.
You say, when I give you the suder, so you're...
You have to do a kinyan on the suder.
Right. Hagbah. That's right. That's not chazakah. That's hagbah. Right. Hagbah. Yad,
so,
yeah.
So either way, there's going to have to be a kinyan involved with it.
Correct.
That's what Rashi was coming to me with var.
That what is beruchos? Beruchos is this example.
Yeah.
And the melee, you don't need both of them to do it, which is how... But the Rush says, actually. But the Rush doesn't say it as, you know, the Rush still has to say it extra Chiddush and Rav Ashi,
right.
The second part of the Rush. Yeah, okay. The just to end with this, is this an, oh yeah, please, Moshe.
Just the clarification, what does the Rush do with the second
Lashon? It's Lav Dafka Vih, it's O. He takes the Vav and makes it like it would be O. Oh, now this is, I don't have a pshat in this, but I just want to say it over because it's a mamish. You have to say Torah now in this. It's another shita, and it's interesting how what comes out of this. This is, I don't know if you got to this, Beis Yosef with Agos Maimonides. No, yes, but I'll read it because it's hashlama to what we're doing now. So this is quoted, it's Agos Maimonides, it's hard to find it in the actual Rambam, so it's quoted by the Beis Yosef. It's in Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. So the Dibur Maskil that I gave you was Amai de Amar Rav Ashi. Again, you'll have to look it up later. I'll read it to you. So he brings a shita of the Hagos Maimonides, which is very interesting about this question. Do you need them both to make a separate chazaka, or is it enough that one made a chazaka and the email of the other one would be kona? So he says like this. What is the chazaka that we're discussing here? So until now, we have been assuming, like it's Mashman Rashi. What was the chazaka? The classic chazaka that works by karka, which is what? Chazaka that he did an act of construction of some kind. He built a Nagado Paras. He did something in the karka that is constitutes chazaka. Now, there is a gemara, let me give you a hagdama to what he's going to say. There's a gemara later, also Baba Basra, Kuf, I think it is. I think it's Daf Kuf. Let's see. Yeah, Daf Kuf. In the sixth parak, the Gemara has Machokas Tanoim, if Hiluch, you're walking around the perimeter of the field, let's say, walking across the field, whether that can constitute Kinyan Chazaka. After all, it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Kum Hishalech Ba'aretz, Arka Urachba, what does the Pasuk end with? So there's a shita of Rav Elezer that shows that hiluch is kona. The Rabbanan don't agree. They say hasam b'shem chavivusa de Avram hudukama lehachi k'day she'enoch u'kavish lefnei banav. It's just a way of Hashem's love for Avram. So you do that, and the cotton sutton will be makatreg, whatever the Rashbam there. You'll see that. The Gemara goes on and says. But modim chacham Rav Elezer b'shvil shel kramim. If you have a path in a vineyard, ho v'nasa lehiluch nikna behiluch. That's an example where they can use hiluch to be the chazaka because that's the whole way it's meant. What it's meant to be shvil shel kramim is it's a path, so that's good enough there. But otherwise, you need to have an act like no gadol parts. Now, there is a Gemara in Baba Kama that says that there's a chazak called Daisha Mitzvi. Now, it sounds like, oh, that means that you're treading on the borders. So there's a Rashbam says, that doesn't mean hiluch. That means you actually lifted up the Meitzar and you did some tikkun in the karka, so it's all no gadol part. With that introduction, here's what the Hagos Maimonides wants to say. In our case, given that we're shutfis, you can use the inferior chazaka that typically would not work, hiluch, but you'll need them both to do it. it won't create that effect of chalipin. That's what he basically says. I don't understand pshat. I'm leaving it as a tzarachim, but it's a lamdish thing. Let's see. Amai da amar Rashi. Kasva Tosva. So Beis Yosef quotes Tosva's kashat. Amai bar Rashi lahosif. And he brings the teretz of Tosva. Yoron lechazek okni v'chen kasav harash. And he quotes the rush. Okay. He says, Afa bisha divrei Tosvos. Divrei Rashi stumim mikom makom pashut hushidaito kidasa Tosvos. Okay. Then the Ramban argues. Because of Od HaRash, now, V'ravashi Yom HaKosh HaOzer B'Av V'Hechzik Lo Shiu Shneim Tzvichim HaHechzik Kiven She'Hechzik Echad Mehem Nistag Mechad Se'Acher The Tosefta and Kedushin V'Hagos Perek Beisach Shcheinim Kosev B'Shem Rabbeinu Yona K'Divya Rosh Because of Lov K'sas Koshe D'Av Le'i Lomem V'Ravashi Lomemar Gosh HaOlach Echad Mehem V'Hechzik B'Chelko. Why does Ravashi say Gosh Zeh V'Hechzik V'Zeh V'Hechzik? The dochek glomer de ozel ozel kamar. He doesn't like to say that means one or the other. The nearest, as I go to Maimonides, gahai ve'achzik lav chazaka mamish kamar. Doesn't mean the real chazaka, no gadol parts. Ela hiluch laorach ularochav chelko. Kidemashma lishna v'holach ve'achzik. The Rashba made a big diuk about the lashon ba'atzmo. I go to Maimonides is making a diuk from the lashon and Ravashi of holach. What do you have to say holach? Kigon shehechzik, v'toch shelo. Halach zeh v'hechzik. So he focuses on the halach. Okay. Kilomar ayde hiluch hechzik. The kamash malon af agav de bi alma lo kani behiluch ki in the dafka b'shvil shel kramim de li hiluch avida b'vabas v'daf kuf. Hacha bekinyan ruchos sagi behiluch bi alma. Why? Kevan shebeirer ko echad ruach laatzmo. Once everyone already selected their half, their part, their side. The halach arko urachba. So what you have here is enough of a gemiras das. What this accomplishes, hiluch accomplishes not kinyan, but a gemiras das. Gomer b'daito sheheza chelko ve'enu yochel achzavo. So what happens is, there's a mishtikul gemara like this by Daisha Mitzvi, that maybe that's what the gemara means over there, by Daisha Mitzvi, gemara bavakama, that he can't be chozer. He says there's a vort, in a chazaka of this type is not a chazaka to be kona, but it's a chazaka that you can't be chozer. You have a gemiras das, you walked on your share. But now what's going to happen? The other guys do the same thing. Says the Beis Yosef after quoting this, the Niruli, the Gamadas Hagos, in Hechzik Echad Beruach Shelo Bechazaka Malyasa, Kiko no Gadol Paratz, Zacha Gam Chaver Bechelko, the Dafka Behiluch, She Chazaka Gerua, who the In Chazkasa Echad Moelos Chavero. This is Mamish a Medrash Priya. It's intriguing, but it's Mamish very interesting. He's saying like this, in terms of the Rush's issue, do you need them both to make a separate chazaka? So on that regard, he says, I would hold by a normal Kenyan chazaka, like the Rush, like the Tosefta Kedushin. If you do a real chazaka, that's what the Beis Yosef ends up. He would agree. One person does a chazaka on one ruach, nimnela, the other one is going to be Konan, because it's a Kenyan gomor of chazaka. Says the but the Lashon HaGemara bothers him. It's mashma that they both have to do chazaka. So how does he resolve that? We're not talking about the chazaka of Nagadol Paratz. We're talking about something inferior to that. A chazaka called hiluch. Hiluch is not normally kona, only special case shvushel kram and daf kuf, that it works as a kinyan. But it works that you can't be chozer. So once you define the ruchos as what they are, you are on this side, I'm on that side, and each one went and did their hiluch. So now, suddenly everyone's Conan. What's going on here? If they would just do one, it wouldn't make the other one be Conan. It's not a real Kenyan. So how does it work now? But if each one does that in theory Kenyan, it's enough that now they're both Conan their shares. What exactly is this combination? But he, in terms of the issue that the Rush brought in, he's basically saying, I don't like the, I like the Rush in terms of the halacha being what it is, but it doesn't fit the Rush in the Gemara. So how does he solve that? By changing the chazaka of the Gemara to be a halacha of chazaka of hiluch, which is usually not a good chazaka, but here it's good enough if you have both of them doing it. Okay, so this you can think about in the stomach, you know, it's a big issue to try to think about. I don't know if we'll say a pshat or not, but meanwhile, just a hashlama to what we have today. We want to deal with Kenyan Etain, Rez Hashem, tomorrow. We'll come back a little bit and talk about Kenyan Dvarim and the broader issue of Kenyan Etain.